All right, you got it on KHUM, and joining me via telephone this morning, we've got a longtime friend of KHUM, Earl Thomas. How you doing, Earl?
Good morning. Good morning. I wish I was there with you, but I'm actually in Southern California with all the fires.
Ah,
in
wow.
San Diego.
All righty. Yeah. Well, breathe carefully. Breathe carefully.
Well, yeah. Well, thankfully we're not. I'm not near it. But
oh,
I saw
good.
on the Weather Channel that it was raining up there, and I was really missing the rain out there.
Well,
it's a couple of days.
It's not raining here. They're lying.
It's not?
They're not. No, it's not raining. No rain in the forecast. It's we've got sunny skies expected today, and probably
okay,
be all
you know
all weekend.
They were saying it was in Oregon. It was like
Oregon. Yeah.
I just assumed.
Yeah, it always rains in Oregon. So you're coming back to town for a show on Sunday at Humbrews, right?
I am coming to town to do a show at Humbrews with my band from San Diego. That's why I'm here, because when I left Humboldt County in '87 and moved to Southern California, this is the band that I joined. And in fact, this is the band that I recorded my first record with and was in the beginning of my quote professional unquote career, I guess. This was my,
this is your band.
Jumping off point. Yeah, this was my band.
And they're called
the
Rum Boogies.
We got back together.
That's wild.
Because we didn't really break up. You know, it wasn't like a band that breaks up and doesn't speak to each other again.
Right.
It was just that we just sort of realized that, we each had different ideas of what we wanted to do with musically, and we couldn't do it together. But so we all went and did what we set out to do. And as it turns out, thanks to KPBS asking me to do this thing there at the Belly Up, we put it back together, and it was such a, I just can't tell you, Cliff, how wonderful it was to get back together with my original guys and everybody. I mean, we just played so well. It was like we'd only been apart for 25 days.
Isn't that amazing? That is really something
amazing.
Else. That is really amazing, and it's a great thing. You sent me some tracks from that live recording. They sound fantastic. I played a couple of them on the air already, and they were just amazing. Really nice recording.
Well, and those were the songs, those were the songs that we used to perform back
wow.
in the day. And so our set is basically the same set that we did back in '87 through '89. And only thing is, how do I say this without sounding like I'm bragging? I'm not bragging, but I guess maybe I am bragging. I can sing these songs with authority now.
You can sing them better.
Like when I saw some video clips of us back in '87, and I was going, oh my God, you could just see that I was like this dude with my classical training and my inexperience.
Well, I would expect 25 years later, you would have, polished it a little bit. Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, so now I can sing these songs that were the songs that, you know, they were difficult back when I was, 25.
Mm-hmm.
They were very difficult. And I realize now those songs were written and performed by mature singers.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the songs that are on that recording
sure.
that I sent you, those are classic blues songs that were done by, Big Mama Thornton and, Buddy Waters and, people who really at their, when they were recording those songs, they had control of their voice, which I now have, but I didn't have 25 years ago. But the cool thing is that when we got back together, the songs just, it was like we owned them.
That is awesome. That is so awesome. Now, the Belly Up Tavern, that's in San Diego, right?
Yeah, well, it's in Solana Beach, which
is
40 miles north of San Diego. It's just out, it's a suburb.
Yeah.
City.
And describe how that went. What was the scene like?
Oh, wow. The scene was, first of all, it was a sold-out house. It totally sold out. We did it with a guy called Steve Pulse, who I know is a friend of Humboldt County, who's also a very,
sure.
very good friend of mine. He and I got our record deals at the same time, back with Bizarre Straight Records. In fact, Steve's been to my place there in Trinidad a couple of times. And so we did it with the guy, with Steve Pulse, and I can't think of the other band, but there was three bands. The place was completely sold out. We learned that night that we had a serious fan club, even after 25 years.
Wow.
And there were a lot of people there who were Realm Boogies fans, and they were very enthusiastic and very happy to see us back together again. And it was, we did, you know, there were four TV cameras, and it was the whole nine yards. You know, in fact, there's a video on YouTube, Earl Thomas and the Realm Boogies Live. We do a couple of songs.
I'll tell you what, you sent that to me, and I'm going to post that to our website at khum.com when we're done with this interview, because it was pretty awesome.
Yeah, I'll tell you what, Cliff, it's like, as I told Eric Lieberman, you know, he was going, why did you come back to this? Why did you do this? Because, you know, obviously I kind of didn't have to, but I never felt like I was not in the Realm Boogies. Every project I ever did, I was always connected to the Realm Boogies. Even though we weren't playing together, I still felt this, you know, connection. And when we started playing this music again, it suddenly occurred to me that, you know, this is actually what I do best. This blues singing with a real blues band where everybody in the band is a blues artist. Like, the orchestra is so correct. You know, like, most of my bands in Europe and even here have been like, you know, I'd have a funk bass player and a rock drummer and a blues guitar player. And, you know, you mix that together and then I would sort of shape shift and make music with that, which I love doing. Don't get me wrong. Love it. In Europe, I really love it. But here's the thing with these guys, they know the blues. They study it, they live it, they play it.
It's in their blood.
I mean, it's in their blood. I mean, these guys are a real bona fide blues band. And so that allows me, as a blues singer, to demonstrate my skill, I guess you could say.
Now,
and together we're very powerful.
Now, since the Belly Up show, you guys played the Doheny Blues Festival in Dana Point. You just played San Luis Obispo last week. How'd that go?
Yeah, that's the part of this magic that's been happening surrounding this band. It's just amazing. Well, we did this. I thought that the Belly Up Tavern show, the KPBS thing, was going to be a one-time thing. I thought we'd just get together, we have our 25-year reunion, we get it on film for posterity, and, you know, we go our separate ways again. Well, immediately after the show, we came off stage, and the promoter for the San Diego Blues Festival came up to us and said, I got to get you on the festival. And then, so we said, well, if we're going to do that, then we have to start rehearsing. Well, I live in Humboldt County. The band lives in San Diego. How could we rehearse? Well, I said, well, why don't we book some shows? That's why I came down here. So why don't we book some shows, and those shows between now and September will be our, you know, could be our, you know, rehearsals, you know, getting ready for the San Diego Blues Festival. Well, those shows, every show, people kept coming. So suddenly our, you know, we had full house every night.
Wow.
And then at one of those shows, the promoter for Doheny Blues Festival was there. And he goes, oh man, I got to get you on Doheny Blues Festival. So then we did both Doheny last Saturday, and we killed. I mean, we absolutely killed. Like, this band is so tight and
that's
so strong.
Awesome.
It's the strongest thing I've ever done. And I think part of it is that, you know, 25 years ago, we were very popular. We were starting to get really, really popular. And maybe that was a little overwhelming for all of us. Maybe that's why, you know, we had to go our separate ways for a minute. But we played so much back then. We played like, man, 250 shows a year, like 20 nights a month,
wow,
something like that. So we were really tight as a band. We were really powerful and strong as a band. And so then 25 years later, we get back together and we bring 25 years worth of experience to the table. Plus, we're very tight. So I'm very proud of this band. And I'm also proud to say that, like I said to the guitar player who hired me, he's my first boss, Eric Lieberman. He said, I said, it's like we were physically apart, but we were never spiritually apart. And that's what I think is this magic that's kind of happening with this band, because we didn't have to grow into our spirituality. We already had it. And we just, all we had to do was show up with our instruments and play.
Fantastic. Now you're bringing the entire...
I'm so excited because they've never been in Humboldt County.
Yeah, the entire band is coming up to Humboldt County.
The entire band is coming to Humboldt County. And it's important for me to introduce... This is where I... When I left Humboldt, if anybody's ever wondering what happened to Earl in, when he left in 87, this is what happened in 87. And they know nothing of my life in Humboldt. So I'm really excited for them to come and meet my friends that I've, you know, had for 30 years. And, that, you know, I'm really excited to introduce my friends from San Diego to my friends in Humboldt County.
Well, that's awesome. That is awesome.
It's really cool. It's cool, man. They're excited. Everybody's excited. I'm excited. And the other thing is, it's, you know, part of the proceeds are going to go to the Redwood Giants Cycling Club, who are going to do the California AIDS Ride.
That's awesome.
In June. And so we're, you know, so it's all good all the way around. We have a band, UFO8, a great young band that I admire very much.
They'll be opening.
Old enough to get, they can't even get into the to the bar. Thank God
they
serve food.
Play.
It's their food and homebrew. Because they're young, but they're young, but they're good. They're really good. And I was like, I think it would be great if they came and opened.
That's awesome.
So, that yeah, man, awesome. I'm excited.
So the show is this coming Sunday. It's at 9 o'clock. It's at Humbrews. And it's an intimate setting. So I can you get tickets in advance?
I think so. Go to humboldtbrews.com
mm-hmm.
and or go to earlthomasmusic.com, and there will be a link.
Good.
If I didn't say that. If I didn't, but we all know it's Humbrews yeah. and Arcata.
Yes, absolutely. So if, yeah, get there early because it's gonna sell out. It's a small venue and it's a pretty special event. You can get a
yeah,
chance to
and,
see.
Yeah, you know,
it.
I understand that it's the Kinetic Sculpture Race.
Yeah, that's right.
So after the race, you know, bring the winners down. We'll party.
Now I am actually racing this year, and so unfortunately I will not be able to come because since I am racing, I have to sleep by the machine on Sunday night. So I will be at Crab Park.
Did you build your own machine, or was it?
No, I got recruited to the Lost Coast Mutineers. This is a 10-pilot machine. It's a huge machine. With no one on it. It weighs 2,000 pounds, but it really is an amazing machine. And we're actually going for ace this year. So we'll see. It's,
well,
that's
I
never
wish
happened.
You very good luck. And yes. I was telling all the guys. I'm going, yeah. It's the day of the Kinetic Sculpture. It's the biggest event in the county, you know, the biggest event of the year, you know. And so hopefully we're coming from Reading, so hopefully we'll make it in time to at least
right.
some of the activity.
Well, everyone but, you know, the pilots and crew will be able to go because the race will be done by that time, of course. So I highly encourage folks to come out to Humbrews. Yeah, I highly encourage folks to come out to Humbrews on Sunday night and check this out. It's one of those things that... Well, it has never happened here in Humboldt County. It's Earl Thomas with the Rum Boogies. Very cool.
Yes.
That is going to be a lot of fun. Earl, thanks again for talking with us. I really appreciate that, and wish you the best of luck with this show, although I don't think you need it. Sounds
Thank
like you.
You
guys have all the kinks worked out.
Well, you know, I know one thing. There's a certain magic that is definitely happening with this band. It's almost like we picked up where we left off, and where we left off was in a pretty good place 25 years ago. And, you know, a lot of lessons learned, like one of the biggest lessons I learned was that I could have stayed with the Rum Boogies and still become a songwriter, but I didn't know that when I was, you know, 27 years old. But, you know, but we picked it back up, and that same old magic is just all over.
Still there.
Amazing. I really look forward again to presenting this to my Humboldt County family.
All righty. Well, Earl Thomas, thanks again for talking with us. Appreciate it.
Thanks, Cliff.
You bet.
Talk to you later.
You bet.
Bye, everybody.
Take care. Again, Earl Thomas and the Rum Boogies. It's going to be Sunday night at Humbrews.